This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rahmatin lil alameen. Rabbi shahri fadri wa yassir li amri wa hlalta min lisan yafqahu qawli. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah to send His peace and blessings upon the final prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those who follow his way with righteousness until the end of time. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in an authentic hadith that there is a lump of flesh inside of us. When it is corrupt, the entire individual becomes corrupt. And when it is pure, the entire individual becomes pure. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that that lump of flesh inside of us, that piece of us, in which lied our corruption and our purity, is the heart. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna. And all three times he pointed to the heart. And he said, At-taqwa ha-huna, piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. So in both of these hadiths, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing one very powerful and important point. That inside of us, there is a place in which piety can occur. And this place is called the heart. But before I go any further, let me explain what I mean by the heart. Because technically, we have two hearts. We have the physical heart, which pumps blood to our organs. And this physical heart is necessary for our bodies to be alive. Without it, our bodies will die. But we also have a spiritual heart. And this is what is mentioned in the Quran, what is mentioned in the Hadith. The scholars of Tazkiyah and Tasawwuf, they state that whenever the Quran or Hadith speaks about the qalb, the heart, and it speaks about the feelings in the heart, the purity of the heart, the sins of the heart, it's talking about the spiritual heart. Right? It's talking about the place inside of us that we can't see but we can feel. Where lies our iman, where lies our feelings, our emotions. This is called the spiritual heart. And this is what we're going to speak about today, inshallah. Today we're going to look at some of the internal sins, the sins of the heart. And we're going to speak about how we can overcome and get rid of these sins. So it's important for us to understand that the heart is not physical. That when we talk about the heart that the Quran mentions. Rather, it's talking about a spiritual concept. And this concept is not limited to Islam. It's found in all cultures. Even in Western culture, they speak about heartbreak. He broke my heart. He's suffering from a broken heart. I love him with all my heart. We all understand this not to refer to the physical heart. It's referring to the center of emotions. So the concept is found across all cultures. But in our religion, there is a very special focus on the heart. Going back to the hadith we began with, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the heart is pure, whatever the individual does will be pure. And if the heart is corrupt, the individual as an entire being will be corrupt. And so we say that just as the physical heart brings life to the body and without it the body will die, the spiritual heart brings life to the soul, life to iman. And without it, iman is dead. Without taking care of your spiritual heart, your iman will die. And so today we're going to speak about this. Many a times when we talk about sin and good deeds, we focus only on the physical. And many people don't realize that even inside of us there can be sins taking place, there can be good deeds taking place. So for example, we talk about physical sins. We all know that drinking alcohol is a sin. We know eating pork is a sin, fornication is a sin. These are physical sins. When it comes to good deeds, we know that praying salah is a physical good deed. It's something you do with your body, right? Same with giving charity, same with hajj, umrah. These are all physical acts of worship. But they are also internal good deeds and internal sins. So for example, if you are working, and while working you are thinking about Allah, this is an internal act of worship called dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and you are rewarded for that. When you forgive someone with all your heart, this is an internal act of worship and you are rewarded for that. When you are humble, humble is not something physical, humble is something you can't see. Humility is in the heart. But you are rewarded for it, an internal good deed. And it's the same with the sins. Inside of us there can be sins which are even greater than the sins that we take so seriously. So for example, inside the heart can occur the sin of arrogance. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever even has an atom's worth of arrogance will not enter paradise. Making this one of the major sins. Even worse than eating pork is to be arrogant. But it takes place inside of us and many of us are not aware of it. So as Muslims, we must be very, very aware of the state of our hearts. The Quran mentions three types of hearts. And most people are in the middle. Right? We have the heart of the righteous, the heart of the evildoers, and the middle heart of the average person. And the Quran gives it three definitions. The hearts of those who are gone completely astray, the Quran refers to it as dead hearts. Right? Dead. The spiritual heart is dead. There's no spirituality left in them. These are the atheists, the murderers, the rapists, the people who have no moral compass. Now you have some people who they can kill a person and it doesn't affect them at all. It just doesn't. Their hearts are dead. It's completely gone. There's no guilty conscience left in them. But even for these people, there is hope, because the Quran states that it gives life to dead hearts. Just as the rain can give life to a desert. Just as the rain can give life to a barren land, Allah can give life to a dead heart. The words of Allah, the Quran, can change the worst of people into the most righteous of people. So the worst type of heart is the dead heart. The second type, which is the heart of the average person, the heart of perhaps all of us have, is called a sick heart. A sick heart means there is good in it, but there's bad in it as well. Right? It wants to do good, but it also has some sinful inclinations. And so the Prophet ﷺ stated that about the spiritual heart. He stated that whenever we do a sin, a black spot appears on this heart. And if our sins begin to outweigh our good deeds, the entire heart becomes black, and that's when it becomes a dead heart. But when we do good deeds, and when you make istighfar, this cleanses the heart. This removes the black spots. And so most of us are in a state where every day black spots are appearing on our heart because of our sins, and sometimes they have been taken away because of our good deeds. And our job is to make our good deeds more than our sins, so it wipes away the black spots completely. And that's when we get to the state that we should be aiming for. Very hard state to reach, but it's possible. What we should be aiming for is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls qalbun salim, the pure heart. Ibrahim alayhi salam, in his dua, which is mentioned in Surah Shu'ara, he says that on the day of judgment, nothing will benefit you except a pure heart. That's what's going to matter on the day of judgment. A pure heart, a heart that has been freed from sin, a heart that is filled with righteousness. So today, I want to discuss some of the sins of the heart and how we can avoid them. Because avoiding these sins are just as important as avoiding the physical sins. The first of these sins, which many people fall into, especially in this age of social media and this age of people becoming famous overnight, one of the worst sins that a Muslim can commit is a sin done internally that many people don't even know they are doing. It is called riya, showing off. Right? Riya or showing off, where you do something hoping to become famous for it. And this is especially evil if you are doing a good deed with the hope of becoming famous. It is so evil that good deed becomes a sin. Understand this, a person who has riya, if they are giving charity for the sake of showing off or for becoming famous, they are committing a sin. If they are teaching Islam for the sake of becoming famous, they are committing a sin. It is one of the worst of sins, because you are not doing it for Allah. You are doing it for your own ego. You are not worshipping Allah. You are worshipping people and your own ego. And so this is considered the minor shirk. It's considered the shirk of the heart. It doesn't take a person out of the fold of Islam, but it changes their good deeds into sins. And so we need to be consistently aware of the state of our hearts. And there's a very important hadith related to this, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the day of judgment, the first three types of people from amongst the Muslims to be thrown into the hellfire, into Jahannam, will be ulama, mujahideen, and people who were generous. Because the alim was an alim for fame, and the generous person was generous for fame, and the mujahid was a mujahid for fame. And none of these people were doing it for Allah. So the people who do these, which are the three of the best deeds, understand, these are the three of the best deeds. To be an alim, to be a mujahid, to be a generous person, amongst the greatest deeds a human can do. But if you are doing them for showing off for your ego, you are committing a sin. So we must check our hearts every day. Ask yourself every day, why do I do what I do? And make sure on a daily basis we are clarifying our intentions. So the opposite of this internal sin, which is riya, is an internal good deed called ikhlas, sincerity, good intention. What is a good intention? It depends on your level of iman. There are many different good intentions. A good intention could be, I'm doing this so I don't go to Jahannam. That's a good intention, right? I'm doing this so I can go to Jannah. That's a good intention. I'm doing this out of fear of Allah. That's a good intention. But from all the good intentions, the highest one, the one of the awliya, the one we should try and reach, is I'm doing this because I love Allah. Meaning even if Jannah and Jahannam didn't exist, I'll still do the right thing and stay away from the wrong thing because I love Allah. To reach that state of iman where you are doing good and staying away from evil solely out of love of Allah, that is the highest level of iman. And that's the level you must try to reach in our hearts, where our hearts must love Allah. That is one of the greatest good deeds that our hearts can do, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second sin of the heart, and this is a very, very serious sin, which again crops up very often in our communities, is kibr, arrogance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described arrogance as two things: looking down upon someone else and rejecting the truth. So if someone corrects you and you get angry, who are you to correct me? This is arrogance. If you think I'm better than that guy, I pray more than he does, you know, I have a bigger beard than him, or something like that, I'm richer than him, I'm this race and he's that race, all of this is arrogance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has an atom's worth of arrogance in their heart will not enter paradise. And there's different forms of arrogance: racial arrogance, arrogance based on money, arrogance based on tribe, arrogance based on social status, arrogance based on level of education. You know, I have a PhD and he doesn't. This is arrogance. And even religious arrogance, where someone feels I'm more pious than him. Remember what we said at the beginning, at-taqwa hahuna. Piety is in the heart. You don't know anyone else's heart, so you can never believe I'm more pious than somebody else, because you don't know their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the cure for arrogance is humility. To remind yourself every day, I am but a sinful servant of Allah. And I have no right to feel that I'm better than anybody else, because I do not know if Allah is going to accept my good deeds or not. I do not know if Allah is going to forgive my sins or not. So who am I to feel that I am better than anybody else? We must rid our hearts of arrogance. The third sin of the heart, a very, very dangerous sin of the heart, which crops up very often in a capitalistic and materialistic society, is hasad, jealousy. I want what he has. Remember, the first murder in the history of this world was because of jealousy. The story of Habil and Qabil, Cain and Abel, was the story of a brother murdering his own brother out of jealousy. Shaitan became Shaitan because he was jealous of Adam alayhi salam. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam threw him in the well because they were jealous of him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of jealousy because it destroys your good deeds the way fire destroys crops. Beware of jealousy. How do we get rid of jealousy? Very simple. Understand and believe that Allah has written for every person what they are going to have and what they are not going to have. Allah has already decided who's marrying this person, who's getting this PhD, who's getting that job, who's earning this salary, who's born into this family. That's all decided by Allah. We have no control over that. So when you are jealous of someone about something like this, you are saying Allah was wrong. And that's following in Shaitan's footsteps. That's what Shaitan did when he said, when Allah told him to bow to Adam, and he said, "Ana khayrun minhu, I'm better than him." That's what you're saying. If Allah has given somebody else the job that you wanted and you get jealous, you're basically telling Allah, I'm better than him. I should have had that job. No, as a Muslim, we work our best, we try our best. At the end of the day, we accept the qadr of Allah. And we understand Allah knows best. Allah gives each person what they deserve and what is best for them. This is how we get rid of jealousy, by understanding this and believing this. Finally, I want to close off by mentioning some of the good deeds you can do on a daily basis to purify your heart. Each of us every day are met with things that put stains on our heart. In this kind of society, it's impossible to go through your day without looking at something haram, without seeing something haram. And these sights, they pollute our heart. They lower our iman. They take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring us closer towards sin. So what can we do on a daily basis to purify our heart? Number one and most important, pray 5 times a day. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, make them a habit. They are the second pillar of Islam. They are crucial for our success. They are the first thing we'll be asked about on the Day of Judgment. And they are the primary means of polishing the heart. When you take a break from work to come down here and to pray, you are fighting your nafs and you are spiritually cleansing your heart. When you make wudu, you are cleaning your heart. When you think about Allah, you are cleaning your heart. Make this a habit, no matter how busy you are, no matter what background you come from, no matter what kind of job you have, make the 5 daily salah a priority. That should be number one. Number two, make time every day to recite Quran. The Quran is one of the best means of polishing your heart. Even if you don't understand it, just hearing the words of Allah raises your iman. It brings you closer to Allah. If you can understand it, even better. That's even better. That will take you to an even higher level of iman. But even if you don't understand it, don't make that an excuse to leave it out of your life. Even if it's for just 5 or 10 minutes a day, make time to recite Quran. Number three, istighfar. Every single day. Don't let a day go by without asking Allah for forgiveness. Because let's face it, every day of our lives we sin. Every day of our lives we sin. So how can we let a day go by without saying astaghfirullah? I seek Allah's forgiveness. Make this a habit throughout the day. You do something wrong, as soon as you realize you did something wrong, make istighfar. You're taking a walk, a beautiful woman came to your shop and you looked at her where you're not supposed to look, immediately say astaghfirullah. Don't wait for tomorrow, don't wait for next year, immediately say astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, this should be on our tongues every single day. This will purify our hearts, inshallah. And number four, make dhikr. Make zikr. Every day make time to remember Allah. Zikr is of different types. Praying salah is zikr. Reciting Quran is zikr. Tasbih is zikr. But even just thinking about Allah is zikr. Even just thinking about Allah while you're working is zikr. It's a zikr in the heart. It's a good deed. You are rewarded for thinking about Allah when you are working. So don't think I can't do any good deed right now because I'm working. You can still think about Allah. You can still remember Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'in al-qulub. It's only through dhikr, through remembering Allah, that your spiritual heart will ever find inner peace. We live in a time where people are crying out for inner peace. People are battling depression. People are suicidal. People hate their lives. The remembrance of Allah can help you in this way. It can help you to handle the problems of life. It can give you inner peace. It can bring you closer to Allah. It can make you happy. Make sure your heart is full with the remembrance of Allah, no matter what work you do, no matter how busy you are, no matter what kind of life you have. The zikr of Allah is most important. Wala zikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah is greatest. We end up by asking Allah to help us to practice on what we have learned. Just a quick recap in 30 seconds. We said each human being has a spiritual heart, which is where our iman resides. That heart is ruined by sin. If it becomes a dead heart, we lose our iman. If it becomes a pure heart, we have a strong chance of passing on the Day of Judgment. We said from the sins of the heart are jealousy, arrogance, and showing off. And from the good deeds of the heart is the love of Allah, trusting Allah, being content with the decree of Allah and remembering Allah. May Allah help us to have pure hearts. May Allah help us to purify our hearts. May Allah forgive us all of our sins. Jazakallah khairan wa aqidu da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.